Mr. President, in dealing with climate change, there are certain principles that I always apply in assessing the approach to this issue. One is that our nation will continue to need and depend on fossil fuels. Fossil fuels must be a part of any effort to achieve a cleaner energy future. There is no way that we can get there without them. Number two, a strong American economy, one that creates jobs, that creates new technologies. That is critical to developing the tools that we need to capture and to sequester carbon. China and India will not address carbon emissions until such technologies are developed. And third, we cannot afford to hurt the very regions, the very industries, and the very workers who will provide that technology through hard work and innovation. In terms of economic impact, I have serious concerns with the Lieberman-Warner approach as currently written. According to a recent study done by the National Association of Manufacturers, the negative economic impact to the Rocky Mountain West and to my home state of Wyoming is very real and significant. The impact is perhaps the greatest in terms of high gasoline prices for folks all across the Rocky Mountain West. Gasoline prices for Western families will increase significantly under this bill. Everyday folks in the Rocky Mountain region are going to have to drive long distances. They do it to get to work. They do it to get to shop for food. They do it to go to school. The distances in many places are much greater than they are in other parts of the country. My home state of Wyoming ranks at the top of the list of all the states in terms of vehicle miles traveled on a per capita basis. I drive these roads every weekend, visiting folks in Gillette, Riverton, Cheyenne, and Casper. They are hours apart. Westerners are rightfully upset about how much they're paying at the pump. I am sure that your constituents are too. Letters come in every day from all across Wyoming asking when Washington is going to help them. Yet we hear in testimony from the Energy Information Agency that gas prices under this bill could go up anywhere from 40 cents to a dollar a gallon. Others are predicting it could go up even higher than that. Whichever estimate you choose, whichever one you choose to look at, gas prices are going to go up under this bill. Well, why will it be even worse in the Rocky Mountain states? Well, partly because Wyoming and the rest of the Rocky Mountain West rely on small refiners for their fuel. It's not uncommon in the Rocky Mountain West to have the local gasoline station in these small towns be just across the road from the small refiner. Towns depend on these refiners for their fuel. They provide the fuel for the families of the West. Without the small refiners, Wyoming and the Rocky Mountain West could have to ship our gasoline in from out of state. Now, the small refiners do not fare very well under this bill. They have to compete with the large refineries for a small portion of the allowances. Without additional help, they will go under, and an entire region of the country will pay even more significant increases in the price of their fuel. Now, some may try to lump small refiners in with the big oil companies that actually produce the oil. Well, the small refiners have to buy their oil from that oil producer. These small refiners are paying $125 to $130 a barrel for oil, and it is having a devastating impact on them. Some have suggested that they simply pass along the cost on to the consumer. Well, you tell that to the folks in the West who are already being punished at the pump. This part of it is not a partisan issue at all. I plan to bring an amendment that I'm working on with members of both sides of the aisle. I want to work with others to bring this amendment because this affects everyone in the Rocky Mountain West. Gas prices have reached the point where people are simply driving less. Family vacations and school field trips are being canceled. People are working 4 days a week, but longer hours each day. Why? Because of the high cost of fuel. Some may say, great, we want people to drive less. Some may say, hey, have your constituents take alternative transportation, public transportation, like the subway or bus. Well, as many of you know, we in the West have spectacular, majestic rural areas. Many of you enjoy on your vacations. We ask you to come and visit our national parks, our many state forests, monuments. But these majestic natural places come with a cost. There is no subway. High gasoline prices are just one of the many major negative economic impacts to the West under this bill. Job loss is another major factor. The National Manufacturers Association study projects that Wyoming would lose between 2,000 to 3,000 jobs by 2020 and double that by 2030. Montana would lose between 4,000 and 6,000 jobs in 2020, double that by 2030. Utah would lose 10,000 to 15,000 jobs in 2020, double that by 2030. The numbers in the West go on and on. But what kinds of jobs will be lost? Jobs in the energy sector, jobs that pay well, jobs with pensions, jobs with health insurance, the kind of jobs that we should be protecting in this country. Westerners are being told by the supporters of this bill, don't worry, green-collar jobs will replace the jobs lost in the West. Where is that written? What guarantee can you point to in this bill that a family in Gillette or Laramie or Riverton or Cheyenne is going to get a green-collar job? And what is a green-collar job? Will they get the job the minute that they lose the one that they have now? How long will they have to wait? Will they have to uproot their family and move to find work? Where is it written in this bill that the pay and the benefits of the so-called green-collar job will be equal to the job the bill takes away? The reality is, it's not written anywhere. In terms of energy costs, the situation is not very good for the Rocky Mountain states. Wyoming is among the top five states in what are called heating degree days. That's a measure of what it takes to heat a home all throughout the year. If you've been through a Wyoming winter, you'd understand why. The most vulnerable people in my state, the seniors, people on fixed incomes, they cannot afford to have their energy bills increased. Why are we asking people all across the country to pay more of their hard-earned dollars on high gas prices and energy prices in this bill? I frankly cannot answer that, except to say that's Washington for you. But it gets worse for Wyoming. According to a National Association of Manufacturers study, Wyoming coal would face a severe decline. That, too, would result in lost jobs, broken family budgets, and displacement. As I've said, fossil fuels, including coal, are vital to our energy security. We need to make them cleaner because they will remain a vital part of America's energy mix. Clean coal technology is still a work in progress. It'll take time to perfect. The men and the women of Wyoming, who are the backbone of the coal industry, are essential to providing clean coal technology to America. America can simply not tolerate the lost jobs and the high energy prices that will come from dramatic decreases in coal production under Lieberman-Warner. As I stated in the beginning, we need to have a strong economy. We need an economy that creates jobs and fosters innovation. That's how to provide the clean energy technologies that we need. It's not just the Rocky Mountain West that's going to be hard hit by this legislation. The Energy Information Agency testified before the Memorial Day recess in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. They said that the larger price impacts occur from Lieberman-Warner in those regions of the country that are most reliant on coal. So that's also the South. It's also the Midwest. That is rural America. The median income in Wyoming is $46,000 a year. Wyoming family budgets are predicted to lose between $1,000 and $3,000 a year in income over the next 13 years, and double that by 2030 under this bill. Many families in Wyoming would have to dedicate $1 out of $5 from their family budget for energy costs under this bill. This is what rural America can expect under this bill. Sadly, it appears the impacts of the bill hit lower-income families the hardest. Doesn't have to be this way. I truly believe that we can address climate change. There are better ways, more economically friendly approaches, those ways that can make a real difference. Earlier this year, I introduced legislation to address climate change. I believe overlooked in the debate are greenhouse gases that are currently in the atmosphere, the gases that are currently contributing to the warming of the planet. The best science tells us it is a factor. To what extent, we are not sure. It would seem to me a worthy approach to find a way to remove existing greenhouse gases from the atmosphere and permanently sequester them. This is the other end of the problem. Now, to accomplish this, we're going to need to invest the money to develop the technology. The approach that my legislation takes is to address this through a series of financial prizes, where we set technological goals and outcomes. The first to meet each criteria would receive federal funds and international acclaim. The prizes would be determined by a federal commission under the Department of Energy. The commission would be comprised of climate scientists, physicists, chemists, engineers, business managers, and economists. They would be appointed by the president with the advice and consent of the Senate. The awards would go to those, both public and private, who would achieve milestones in developing and applying technology. Technology that could significantly help to slow or to reverse the accumulation of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. The greenhouse gases would have to be permanently sequestered and sequestered in a manner that would be without significant harmful effects. I believe this approach is just one example of how we can tackle the problem of climate change in an economically acceptable way without sacrificing real progress. I would hope as we begin this debate on this issue that more members of this body embrace approaches that address climate change while protecting jobs, family, budgets, and the industries that we count on today. Mr. President, I have repeatedly asked questions during the hearings in both the Environment and Public Works Committee and the Energy and Natural Resources Committee on this bill about what the impact will be on my home state. To date, I have not been able to get a straight answer. I'm relying on the state-specific numbers that we have available. If you don't like the National Manufacturer Association numbers, well, then try the Heritage Foundation. The Heritage Foundation is predicting major job losses in the Rocky Mountain West. The study says Wyoming will lose 1,100 jobs by 2025. Utah will lose over 5,000 by that same year. Montana will lose 1,800. Most of those will be manufacturing jobs. Those are the numbers that predict job losses, even if everything in the bill goes according to plan, including full implementation of clean coal technology. It's important to note that the gas prices nationally will go up 25% under Lieberman-Warner, according to the Heritage Foundation. Another source, the Energy Information Agency, testified at the Energy and Natural Resources Committee and said 40 cents to a dollar. Mr. President, Americans have always looked within ourselves for solutions. We have always had confidence in American ingenuity and American creativity to deal with the challenges of the future. Yes, we want to protect our environment, and yes, we want a strong economy. It just so happens that the one does rely on the other. It's been said that the environmental movement in the United States really was born out of America's prosperity. Americans who had benefited from post-World War II prosperity began to become more concerned with clean air, with clean water, and with land management. Since then, a prosperous America has also been an environmentally conscious America. Nothing could be more true in terms of addressing climate change. Let's keep our economy strong. Let's use our untapped human potential and American spirit to develop the technological solutions that we need.